Hey, what's up? Thank you all for your patience, and thank you all for being there for me as we mourn the loss of my grandmother and me just recouping and getting back into the swing of things. This is chapter 4. As you may have listened on the last episode, we were at an open mic night. This is a continuation plus a shocking confession from Lady Topaz concerning AJ. What do you think? Are they getting back together? Or did she really sock it to him with her song? We shall see. Let the shade begin. This open mic night, were they really prepared for what this girl, Lady Topaz, was about to pull out the fucking hat? Yeah. I bet you they were quivering in their pants. The open mic night, it was pretty good. The mic was hot and the talent was great, you know? So I said, well, I'm coming up soon. I looked at Denzel, I looked at Charla, and I looked at Tennille. And I said, y'all, this show is about to be fucking lit. Just wait till I get on the motherfucking stage. So Denzel, with his high ass, looks at me, says,
Topaz, you know what I'm saying, girl? You gonna motherfucking kill this shit. Girl, here, take a sip of this.
Denzel, what are you giving her? Tennille asks.
Hey, don't worry about this. It's got a little lean to it.
Nigga, you done brought lean up in my place? Girl, no, I know you ain't bring lean up in here.
Hey, this is gonna relax you and you gonna sound good.
Denzel, I already had a J with you earlier. I ain't trying to get too high.
Topaz, yo, you know what I'm saying? Girl, just shut the fuck up.
So I took a sip out of the magical elixir, and I felt it coursing through my veins, relaxing me. I said, Denzel, if this fucked me up tonight, I'm whooping your ass.
Nah, girl, you just took a little sip. Don't drink the whole thing, all right?
Denzel, you are a character. You know that. You need to get delivered.
Hey, Topaz, don't come for it, brother, all right?
So we sat there, and I drank my water. I waited till after the performance to order a glass of wine. I specifically told them after the open mic night, just bring me a nice glass of rosé. Nothing wrong with it. So I'm enjoying the show. I realized that number 9 was performing. Ladies and gentlemen, are y'all ready for your next act? Now, artist number 10, she's a fireball, y'all. I love this girl. I love hearing her sing. I love what she's doing for the community. Y'all give it up. Y'all give it up for my girl. One of my favorite performers here tonight. And y'all make sure you support her music. Y'all, welcome to the stage, the head bitch in charge, Lady Topaz. Y'all give it up for her right now. The crowd cheered. Felt myself getting nervous as myself, Denzel, Charla, and Tennille mounted the stage. I was ready to blow this hit out. Looked at the crowd. And I did my little introduction. And I gave the DJ a wink to start the music. And sustaining started blaring like a motherfucker. I sang each line as if it was my last time singing it. Hell, it felt good being on the stage while I sang. I look right at AJ and Darshay, and I mainly sang to the audience, but I made sure to pay special attention to that motherfucker AJ. You thought you were going to take me down? Nah, baby. I stood my ground, and I think I stood it well. The next day, I got my happy ass up, slightly hungover from the night before. I don't know what Denzel had in that cup, but it put me on my ass. I woke up and I noticed Denzel was right beside me in my bed. I figured Charlotte or Tennille probably called us an Uber to get home. And I knew Denzel wouldn't take advantage of me. That's my brother. He was probably helping me recuperate from my drunkenness because I don't drink that often. So I eased on out of bed. I was in my undergarments, hair all over my head, makeup smudged all over the place. And I quietly went into my bathroom and began running a hot shower. As the shower began to steam, wiped my makeup off, and I looked at myself in the mirror. Damn, Topaz. Who would have ever thought you would have been here? And I thought back to the recent months of me sleeping in my bed by my own damn self. I could hear Denzel stirring.
Topaz, is this you alright?
I'm good, Denzel. I'm getting ready to get in the shower. You can use the one in the other bedroom.
Alright, sis.
And it's some clothes that you had left over here before in the drawer.
Alright, thanks, sis.
It felt good for Denzel to be in the house. We haven't spent the night together like this since we were in college. Look over to check my phone. My phone had been going off all morning and just irking my nerves. Of course, it was AJ still texting, seeing if he wanted to get back, if I wanted to get back together. He had been doing that all that night. Wow. We were at the open mic night, but I clearly ignored him. He was playing Darche and playing me at the same time. But I weren't going to let him play me ever again. I'm not going to get involved. I take my shower and I go down to the kitchen, and Denzel has showered. Had on his gym shorts and a tank top, his Nike slides, and he had cooked brunch for me. And he set his drink down on the counter.
Topaz, you doing alright, sis?
He said, taking a puff off of the blunt. I'm good. I'm good. Wondering what the hell happened.
I know, Topaz, and I'm sorry you went through that, girl. How did it feel being up on that stage?
Denzel, it felt good.
Girl, I was looking at how you was staring him and Darche down and how you worked the crowd, but you paid special attention to them. You are petty, girl.
Honey, I was on a mission that night. Keep this between you and me, D.
What is it, sis?
Girl, AJ's been blowing me up since he saw me last night at 8 at JoJo's.
What?
Yes, he's been blowing me up.
Topaz. Girl, don't go back to him.
I'm not. I've been ignoring him. I ain't gonna lie, I wonder what it would be like if I had him back in my world again. Is it really necessary for him to be back in my life?
Topaz, don't play that game, sis. You got too much to lose right now. I'm saying this because I love you. You my girl.
And you my bro. And I'm not finna go back to him. I learned that with Dominique and Chadrick.
Girl, honey, they were some fuck boys.
I know, hon. I know. But it's cool. It's all gravy. Thank you for kicking brunch for me.
It's okay, sis. I got you.
I got you. Thanks, bro. All
right, sis.
Thank you again for supporting Unwanted Chapter 4. Thank you so much for just being there for me. Y'all, I need your help in this podcast growing. Please share. Leave a comment. Leave us a review on whatever platform that you're on that helps us to see where we are going, what direction we need to take, if you like this or if we should just say forget about it. And don't forget to follow us if this is your first time listening. But again, please share. Please share, live, love, and be free. Good night.